What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Hey. Good evening, King G. Lou. Good evening, Queen Cousin Marcy. And good evening to the people out there.
Good evening, Queen Cousin. Good evening, G. Lou. Good evening, people. Check these levels. 1, 2, 1, 2.
3, 4, 5, 6. We in this.
In this thing. You already, what are you laughing at me for already, y'all? What's going on, Queen Cousin? Happy Fabulous Flashback Friday to you and everybody out there.
Absolutely. Happy Flashback. Flashback. We're doing a for real flashback this evening. Someone that I've learned a little bit about myself. Cousin Marcy had most of the knowledge, because this gentleman was really big in the industry, but not talked about a lot, because I've never heard about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was, he just wasn't really known unless you knew, and I didn't
right.
know. So.
Yep. That's, you're absolutely correct there, Queen. We're going to tell the people who we're talking about if they haven't already checked out the flyers that's been put out there. We're going to give a shout out really fast, Queen, to our sponsors, Sweet Cadillac, BTP Media, Nora Money Candles, One World Magazine, G. Lou After Hours Live on the YouTube channel, DD Harrison. We want to thank everyone for their support. But like Queen said, that call-in number is 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. Queen, he was talking about none other than the world-famous, renowned, to them nosy people like me, Nile Rodgers from Chic. Okay.
Chic, like, yeah, then many others as well.
Yes.
You know, that's how I was,
you know,
like,
that.
What? David Bowie?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. We had to, get them all. And there are so many others, Queen. It, I know a song that you know, but like you said, this guy, he wasn't, you know, so much on the forefront. Chic, the actual band, they did help kind of usher the real deal thunderstorm that was disco, but when it also exited the scene, remembering that man, he did go out there and he crushed a bunch of disco albums. I believe it was like at a baseball game, and that band thought it was over with. But if you didn't know either, Chic, they did have, you know, like the Love Unlimited Orchestra, like you like Isaac Hayes, the band that he has. Chic also had a band of just musicians, okay, session musicians.
Absolutely.
Yes, so that's why you hear those instruments in their albums. Those weren't, you know, the new wave, what was that called, with the machines was coming in at that time too, but they were still willing to play those instruments, and that's why that sound is so crisp and it's so unique, and it's just so timeless.
It is. It's beautiful just to even see it on a video, to see them playing those instruments behind him. And also, just to piggyback off of instruments, I heard that he had his mother and his father were heroin addicts, and he would come home and see them in that nodding stand, but they played the modern jazz. And from that, and it was, he said it was always music playing in the house, but modern jazz is what caught him and actually made him who he is today, which is a blessing to be coming home and to see two parents like that all the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So salute to him. Yeah. Like, truly salute to him.
Our best stories sometimes come from that. You know, he sounds like a kid who was just kind of left at his own laurels. And, you know, what better way to find out about music? How many times that we heard this story, but out of tragedy, some good can come out of things like that. But
absolutely.
Heroin addict parents, that's wow. That is really wow. Yeah. But
absolutely.
We're going to get into it. And then after we get into it a little bit, Queen, I have a fun snippet for you guys from me. I'm going to tell you all something really, really fast. It does have to do with the actual artist of the night. And when we had our visit from the Queen last year, we'll get into that when we come back. But Queen, we're not going to hold the people any much longer. And Mr. G Lou, what's up, Cuzzo? Where are we going to go first? Let's get into this thing.
Yes, and let's let the people know that Mr. Rogers is from New York as well. So we got another East Coast, you know. Legend is what I like to refer to. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Studio 54. They didn't want to let him in that door.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking for my playlist, you guys. I'm just going to keep it real.
Keep it real. No, because Queen, see, we got you right here in my front, in my back pocket. We got you, love. We're going to get right into it, y'all. Queen is pulling up her copy, and Mr. G. Lou is ready on the ones and the twos. But, Queen, it's always a what when me and you get together, the Berkeley Queen.
Good time.
That was Flashback Friday.
It's bang, always bang, some bang, good bang. Time.
Let's get it, y'all. There she go.
Okay, I'm in the building for real, though.
That's right. Let's go.
Roll the skin.
are back, Queen. I believe we are back. That was none other than Good Times for the People by Chic, one of their breakout singles. Man, that sounds so good, don't y'all agree?
Absolutely. That's real disco old school.
Mind you, something that you would, I think yesterday was Thursday, and they did feature, I think it was a skate show on the Tweet Cadillac show. That song right there is definitely a skate song.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I listened to it earlier. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. But man, what else can we say about Chic? So quick little 30-second story time, Queen. Last year when you were here, I meant to play you the record, and I didn't get to, but I remembered I have it. Yes, the second album from Chic, featuring Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. Vocals by Atta Anderson, Bernard Edwards, Diva Gray, Lucy Martin, David Lasley. Special guest, Queen, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Luther Vandross. And I'm I'm giving it to you. Yes, Luther was part of the band.
The freak.
Right. Mm.
That's our next selection, y'all. The freak.
Let's get into
it.
Wow,
I did not know that. See? I think I was muted for a minute. I'm not by myself this evening, so I seem like I'm a little off. That's because I got my eyes set. Focusing.
I know, and for some reason, I'm like, I know they eyes, are they on you too? Because you know how that,
yeah.
Well, you on the stage, Queen. Man,
I'm on the stage. Do my thing. Let's go.
Well, turn it up for them. Let them hear some Chic. Let's go, y'all. Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Queen D, Cousin Mercy, and D.
Hey. Peace out.
Have you heard about the new dance craze? Listen to us. sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
So now, that song came out in 1978. I was 19 years old when that song came out, and that song was the song. Those were platforms and bell bottoms and Afro days and even some hippies, you know, the hippie look as well. That's what I get from that era with that song. So, yeah, Chic, another fabulous song.
I was one. I know somebody was definitely playing that around me. That song is, like, embedded in my brain.
Right.
I know that song.
I mean, it's the whole everything, like you were speaking on earlier, the band, you know, the instruments, like, you can hear every one of them. It's just classic, classic.
Classic, classic flashing song. Original title would have been F.U. Double Hockey Sticks Off, but they had to change it, of course. The reason why the band chose that lyric, because they couldn't get entrance into Studio 54 after they were invited by none other than Grace Jones. Everybody couldn't get in, y'all.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that he's worked with those artists, the Duran Duran, INXS, Mick Jagger, Grace Jones, Steve Winwood, the B-52s, and Michael Jackson,
favorite.
Y'all. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
on the history album. You name it, he's been there playing.
Mm-hmm. And he's now 71 years old and still doing his thing, because I believe Chic and they're going on tour soon. So, yeah, still doing his thing at 71, you know.
So we pay homage. We pay homage, right, y'all? And it is outstanding. So thank y'all for being here with us. Thank you, Queen. And I don't got nothing else to say. We want to go on to the next. This is another good one right here. You got to listen to the thing, y'all. And then we gonna get into that beauty. I didn't know this lady was so beautiful. Anita Ward is after that. So yeah,
oh, yeah.
We'll get into this, y'all. We gonna get into some Chic. And then
I
some
want
beautiful
your love.
Jeez Louise.
Another 1978 from the same LP as La Freak. So these two cuts are from the same LP. Just, you know, FYI. So that's so what I want your love.
Yeah, I'm blaming mom. That's our mom right there. That's all her listening to this. I can't even see Brother Berkeley listening to this.
Oh, they was listening to that modern jazz.
How well it feels.
1979. Miss Anita Ward, y'all. Any of y'all familiar with that song? Anybody out in the audience? Yeah. This came out in 1979, and she's from Memphis, Tennessee. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anita Ward. It's part of that choir.
Anita Ward.
Yes, they said, girl, go on up there and do your solo bolo.
So that song takes me back to when my brother was in the military. He was a sailor, and he had came home on leave. And him and his some of his friends, they had threw a picnic at a park, and they was playing the music out the back of the trunk. And they put that on. That was my first time ever hearing that song. So every time I hear that song, it's on my voice. That's that memory of ringing my bell. So, yeah, we had a ball, you know.
Aww.
We had a ball hanging out with the sailors, me and my sister.
Okay.
See, we had a lot of girlfriends hanging out. So we was our girlfriends. We was our friends. Me and my sister, we go out and do things together. But we did have friends, too. But I'm just saying, like, we was always together partying. So, yeah, that was Anita Ward, y'all. 1979, beautiful lady from Memphis, Tennessee.
I press my girls all the time. We're friends. Nope. Y'all going together? Basically, hold hands. Don't talk to strangers. I be still on that mode. Wait, you not going?
Well, you got to.
Look, all three of y'all not going?
Especially right. Now, you just got to. But yeah, I need a ward, y'all. That's
good
who that one. Was.
So we're going to get into some more Ladies Clean. Wonderful act here. Love these ladies right here. I'm a sucker for a family act. You know that. Talking about none other than the beautiful Sister Sledge, right?
That's
they were
so cool.
Young when they made this song to, what's her name, still had braces. I was like, man, you guys are young. But, yeah, we keeping that chic effect going.
And that song that we're getting ready to hear was played at a lot of everything. She's the greatest dancer. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. My favorite memory of that song is from Road Bounce. Now that's a shame. When Sweetness skated out there, that movie was so funny. Road Bounce.
Wow.
For the hip hop movies. We said, not today.
Road Bounce.
Against but not complete. As a man, he's complete. My creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers, heaven knows. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Awesome, Gucci, Iarucci. He looks like a seal. That man is dressed to kill.
Another 1979 classic. He's the greatest dancer. Those are some beautiful women too. And they're from Philly. Hey, 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 DJ Maniac. They're from Philly.
DJ Maniac. I know that's right. All sisters. Clint, I'm into this music. What we got up next?
Oh, okay. We got up next.
What we got up next?
The Forbidden Lover. Or Forbidden Lover by Chic. My Forbidden Lover. Okay.
Shout out to the Black Eyed Peas, who also sampled this. Will.i.am found a gem in this one. and it's part of one of my favorite Wii games. Yes, the BEP Experience. Let's go, y'all. My forbidden lover, Sheik.
I'm
dance, dance, dance.
That's funny, Queen.
Y'all laughing, y'all laughing.
Check my levels. That's can y'all hear me still?
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Yes, we can. Cousin Marcy.
I'm out here on the street team with the street report.
Laugh. Great show. She's in the street. She's in the street, straight from the street. Cousin Marcy on location. Marcy's Minute coming live from the street tonight. Y'all tune in
looking
in 30 minutes.
I'm muted.
Queen Jean got the announcements coming up, y'all.
Right
Queen Jean with the announcements. Let's go.
Out there. Let's go. You ready? Let's go. Hey, y'all. Listen, today is the 22nd of September. That means, well, we got about a week and a half maybe left in September. So you got to get ready for the holidays that's coming up. There are two things you definitely have to get ready for, and that's traveling. So if you're looking for a traveling agent, check out Soul Travels with Elia Delgado dot intel travel.com. You can follow her on IG at Soul Soul Travels LLC. What is that? So yeah, if you're looking forward to be traveling, check out Elio Delgado for traveling agent. And also for pastries, we need to get these orders in for the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving. You got to get them in early. So check out FD Funnel Cakes, also on IG at FD Funnel Cakes. They're located at 2807 North Dahlhart Avenue in Compton, California, Tuesday through Fridays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're closed on Mondays. You got three ways to place an order. You can pull up an order or place a phone order at 310-404-6849. Order online through DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates for pickup or delivery. And also Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, the gourmet banana pudding with other flavors. It's caramel, strawberry, toffee, Oreo, peach. And she does deliver it as Tanya Ward. You can follow her on IG as well under Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. 805-738-5943. She do have large containers of these puddings, so that's also good for the holidays. And sugarholic.ca. Follow on Instagram as well for custom-made desserts. Now, I know she do the cake pops and Shago, also follow on Instagram from custom made cakes and cupcakes and cookies. So she was saying that she hasn't mastered the pop cakes. So this is where Sugarholic does it at. So if you're looking for pop cakes, you can get with Sugarholic on IG. And for Shago, you can get with anything else, even those great, amazing chocolate chip cookies. I have had those. So those are our bakeries. And also West of Heaven Hair Salon, looking for a hairstylist, licensed beauticians, 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107 in the Culver City. Visit the website, westofheaven.com. Also follow my tribe, Rise, on IG and check out everything that they got going on. And their website is mytriberise.org. Cynthia Nunn, the founder of SNN Angels Food Giveaway every Saturday, which is tomorrow, at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Make sure you go check her out because she has canned goods. You can get these canned goods and stock up. Get yourself ready for the holidays as well. So, and juices, just everything. She has amazing merchandise in there as far as food. Tweed Cadillac, excuse me, After Six Cruise. The show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as his co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 p.m. So check them out. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G Lou Show, and check out all the contents that he has going over there, because the website be, I mean, the YouTube channel be jumping. He's doing some amazing things on the, over there, and you need to get this as well, Nora Mani Candles. Follow them on IG. You guys, please excuse me. My voice is slowly fading, but check out Nora Mani Candles on IG and also NoraManiCandles.com for further scents and everything that they have to offer. Good gifts for any occasion, not just one occasion. Check out Risky Accessories for custom-made masks, because masks are coming back. They should have never went. But if you want to wear a mask and you want to look fly wearing a mask, check with Risky Accessories on IG as well. Crystal jewelry, matching sets, sports bracelets. She does everything, and everything is customized, so check her out as well. Carson's Annual Jazz Fest, October the 7th, from 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. at Anderson Park, and that's 19101 Wilmington Avenue in Carson. The VIP tickets, you can contact 310-233-4840. Also, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realist, Rider for Life Films, and G-Connect. Those are some other YouTube channels to check out. And always shout out to Two Souls Forever. You can follow her on IG as well. And I'm going to shut it down with the announcements. Back to you, G. Lou.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweet Pea, and I'm chilling with the G. Lou Show.
Notorious. Hey, yo, what's good? It's Kola, also known as Kid Sensation, and you're tuned in to the G. Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Hey, yo, this is Kola.
That's right, y'all. I guess that was Kola. That was Kola.
Hey, that was Duran Duran, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. They are from, where are they from? They're from England. Yeah,
right.
Birmingham, England. Yeah. Duran Duran. I remember Duran Duran. The way they used to wear their hair looked like they put like some lard and some pomade in it or something.
Oh, she didn't say lard. Shout out to lard. Still use that, Ramona. That's what makes it taste so good. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
lard.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. I think everybody grew with some lard in their house. But yeah, that was the
right
way, y'all. Hey, if you guys want to tune in, you have a song you want to hear, feel free to call in at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak, and we will take your request. We thank you for tuning in and vibing out with us. Yes. Absolutely. There's a lot going on and out there in the world, Cousin Marcy. I've been like, oh, my God. So much going on out there in the world. So I'm looking forward to Marcy's minute to see what you got to tell the people. Let us know
what's going on.
But in the meanwhile,
get some behind the scenes right now. So let me mute up.
Miss Diana Ross, a legend, legend, for real, so that part, I'm coming out, beautiful, she's still beautiful, hey,
is your former President Barack Obama, and you're tuned into my main man, G. Lou, and he is live in the mix. Don't touch that dial.
Weather, you and I,
check it out. We got Cousin Marcy coming up next on with the Marcy's Minute, so stay tuned. Flashback Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Now I'm going to turn around and get that Marcy's Minute from Cousin Marcy.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Thank you so much, fam, queen, listeners. Yes, Marcy Minute has returned here from the street with the news report. Catch my breath, y'all. Woo, it's hot out here for him. All right, so get it started, because I wanted to tell y'all this today. I was going to put it off, but forget it, because if it was a man, they would be shouting it from the rooftop. So earlier this week, Remy Ma cheating rumors intensify after she's been on a date with a battle rapper. Remy Ma and Papoose relationship drama continues to unfold as an alleged photo of the former on a date with battle rapper Easy the Block Captain has surfaced. On Wednesday, September 20th, blogger Tasha King, who is perhaps best known for her costly legal battle with Cardi B, added fuel to the cheating rumors by sharing the image on social media. Now, Tasha K sent leaked photo of Remy Ma and her side dude, Easy the Block Captain, on a date. Yes, you can see it right there on her profile, Unwind with Tasha K. Now, it wouldn't seem so bad. There's a lot of excuses I think that Remy could come up with, but in my most humblest mercy's minute opinion, you're a married woman. You shouldn't be feeding any man Cheddar Bay biscuits with your fingers. I wonder if she drove the 7040 Fizz Ive to this date. Y'all better stop playing with her. The cat's out of the bag, Tasha wrote in her Instagram caption. Now, speculation surrounding Remy Ma's alleged infidelity was fueled even further when a Twitter user claimed to have heard the Terror Squad rapper in the background of a recent Easy the Block Captain interview. The battle rapper jumped on a video call with YouTuber AR314 on Wednesday to discuss his recent battle with Geechee Gotti. Easy was in the car at the time, and a woman's voice could be heard in the vehicle next to him. When the woman who wouldn't be seen on camera started talking, Easy looked at her and seemingly motioned for her to be quiet. I hear Remy Ma in the background, Iroh read the viral tweet, which has been viewed over 300,000 times. I say again, if it was a man out there behaving like this, we would be all on it. They would be shouting it from the rooftops. Give me a couple of more seconds here, people. I really want to tell you about this one, the latest that's going on with Sun's queen, Nicki Minaj, and her husband, Kenneth, last name suits him so well, Petty. Now, apparently, over the VMA award show, Kenneth Petty, husband to Nicki Minaj, had a little eye contact with Cardi B's husband, Offset. Now, during the backstage event, no gauntlets were thrown there, not even the day after, not even the next day after. But, some kind of way, Kenneth shows up with a bunch of goofy-looking goons standing outside in Queens, threatening Mr. Offset, allegedly, for murder or to unalive him. Now, since then, Kenneth Petty has been put under house arrest from a Los Angeles judge. As we know, he is a certified convicted S-air and did prison time for murder. So I'm going to keep a real close eye on this one. I didn't have all of my thoughts together, but I did want to give you all a little bit of that tea. Apparently, Nicki Minaj is over there on Queen Radio as we speak, spazzing out. Is this a deflection, or is she really over there rubbing on her boobs and her butt? Not my wife. What do you guys think? Queen, G-Lu, back to y'all.
Oh, my goodness. She said... You ain't supposed to be feeding no man no cheddar biscuits with your fingers. So, Remy Ma, you and this infatuation that you got going on, because that's all it's going to be.
That's all it is.
This is going to come to pass. You need to really reconsider your actions in public. Just reconsider them, period. But, yeah, that is...
Upside down, right? That's upside down. That ain't chic at all. That's sloppy. They roasted her for two good days. Oh, yeah, shout out to the Star Report, who we are a sponsor of. They roasted her for two good days over there on the U of the Tube. And I did a little snippet on Marcy's Bennett as well. You could see the gorilla eating goon there yourself with his dusty, busty Queens crimies standing outside talking about, we're going to murder you. Oh, that's what we're going to do. Meanwhile, Offset jumped on a private jet. Next. Let's get back into this music, y'all.
Shame. That's a shame. That's what it is. It's a shame.
Right? Thank y'all.
Shout out to Queen Cousin Marcy. Marcy's a minute. You didn't hear it from her, though.
Right? Not me. Talking about, boo, I just, I didn't even take him to Houston's. I took him to Red Lobster, He didn't even get no crab. Shame. Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. I think Cousin Marcy is...
I'm sorry.
We might be muted, though. Oh.
No.
I said she didn't like my impersonation. No.
No, I was just saying that, that was for her, but I was saying that with moms, we all have heard that from our mom before, maybe more than once, like, that ain't the one, but you just go ahead and
right.
do it, so, yeah, that was a jam when it was out on the circuit, when Evelyn Champagne King hit, she was, her and Jody Watley was, like, dead, and I think Stephanie Mills, too, but yeah, Jody Watley. And Jody Watley still looks amazing, too. And so does Evelyn Champagne.
Don't
they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm in love the way I feel
Look
about
at that.
You.
Still, we still under that chic now. Rogers effect now, y'all. Get into it. Go. And we're a wire around here.
EJ Maniac is in the cut. You hear that voice, Cousin Marcy?
Wait a,
came out and
wait
said,
a minute.
It said,
what about DJ Maniac?
It was that tone I heard.
Right.
EJ Maniac in the building.
We big snow. You know I done took you to the mountaintop, but don't trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G Blue Show. Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
Now that was classic.
You are so beautiful. Well, I say, yes, a real classic.
Absolutely. Shout out to Evelyn Champagne King. DJ Maniac, before we go, how you doing?
I feel good. I was doing the double at work.
Oh, you
I feel good.
That's always good. It's always good when you can pull a double, because that's a double up on that paycheck. Decimal points going to hit different.
I just hate when the taxes take it.
Oh, you got to learn how to go exempt.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you got to, I used to do that a lot. I used to go exempt every 3 months. I sure did. Had a plan. So anyway, great show. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. Don't forget to go over to the YouTube channel, the G-Lou Show YouTube channel, and check out the after hours that he has going on there this evening. I'm going to go ahead and say what I need to say. Somebody may need this. You can come back from anything, no matter how bad you think the situation is. It's all about your mindset. Improve your mindset. Take I can't, I won't, and change those words. Because your mind is powerful. It's only as weak as you allow it to be. So just marinate on that. Make changes in life. Improve your mindset. Because you can come back. If you say, I can't do this, and that's what it's going to be. You can't and you won't. So peace and love. So weekend coming up. Everybody have an enjoyable weekend. And be safe. Ashe. Peace, King G. Lou. Peace, King DJ Maniac. And peace, Queen Cousin Marcy.
Amen, amen, and Ashe. She summed it up right there, y'all. Cousin Marcy going to leave you with this. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, G-Lou, DJ Maniac, listeners. One more fun fact before I go. It was an honor to pay homage to this wonderful musician, Mr. Nile Rodgers, from the band Chic. Also, shout out, rest in peace, to Bernard Edwards. And my last little fun fact about Nile Rodgers, many people don't know, he produced Madonna's number one hit album, Like a Virgin. Where will we be without Nile Rodgers?
And he just had a birthday 2 days ago. So
yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
That's a Virgo,
and he just had a birthday.
That's a Virgo.
Yeah.
DJ Maniac, you got anything?
Oh, man. I'm just hurt that I missed out on the great music y'all was playing. From now on.
Yeah, we
Rodgers.
Had Anita Ward on there, too. She's from Philly.
Oh, you did?
Anita Ward.
And Sister Sledd.
Oh, man.
Hit the replay. Hit the replay. That's all right. That's why we got the replay. All good.
BlogTalkRadio.com/
That's great.
Show. Check it out.
Yep.
King G. Lou, our producer. Hey, hey, hey. Jack in the Pop. Seven days without prayer makes 1 week.
Hold up, can you hear me? Okay, here I am. Here I am.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. See, don't sound right coming from nobody else.
We said his part the best we can, Queen. What about the spelling?
That's why I said it doesn't sound right coming from nobody else. So, yeah, let us have it.
Okay, so it is Friday. We'll see you next Friday, same time, same place. Besides on Sunday. But like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. So please, please, please talk to the man of faith. Talk to somebody. I know whatever you do, just talk to someone, man, you know, and have faith. Keep the faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. All right? And with that, we're out of here. Peace and love, y'all. Thank you, everyone.
Stay away from cheddar biscuits.